Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Sandy C. Newbiging, author of Heal the Hidden Cause, says, Joseph Clough's Be Your Potential book helps you to do exactly that. It offers powerful insights and exercises for bridging the gap between where you are now and being your potential to make things even better. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future and is available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle.
Hi there, welcome back to the podcast with myself, Joseph Clough, for all your hypnosis and coaching needs. For more information about me, go ahead and visit josephclough.com. We've had a slight redesign there, so you'll be able to find it a lot easier to navigate, as well as some new opportunities for you, as well as my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/josephsfanpage, as well as twitter.com/josephclough. Now, today I wanted to talk to you about something very, very special. And I get a lot of great feedback from people who've been through so many issues, from real deep despair, depression, from no hope, to suddenly being able to make a change in themselves. And I received one of those emails today, and it was quite phenomenal of the ability of the mind to overcome any type of obstacle. So what I want to do right now is just take some time out and explain to you how wonderful you are. This is for all the people going through any type of issue in their life right now. So the first thing is to know that in this very moment you can make wonderful changes. That when you become aligned and you begin to change your focus on your desired outcome, and you begin to focus your attention and your intention to this moment right now, something begins to change inside of you. Because sometimes we get just used to listening to the external world around us, all the things going on. And it seems at times that the world is going so fast, or there's so much stuff happening, which is absolutely true. However, when we put too much attention on the outside, it means you lose attention to the inner world of you. Now, to me, in order to make wonderful changes in your life, no matter where you are right now, whether it be in your health, your relationships, your career, your finances, in order to change the external world, I fully believe you have to go on the inside world of you. I think we've been programmed too much by the world around us. It's like we've been hypnotized by the experiences we've gone through. But we can change that. When we put our attention on the inside of ourselves, and we begin to consider the thoughts that we're thinking, the feelings that we're feeling, and our inner associations to the world around us, we begin to assume a control. Because usually, day to day, our thoughts are going, we're not even thinking about it. We're not conscious of those thoughts or feelings. We're conscious of the results that they bring, from fear, worry, and anxiety. But the real way of changing your mind, changing your results, is by becoming conscious of who you are. To re-remember that you are wonderful, that you have all the resources that you need, that inside of you, you have everything, all the desire, all the love, all the happiness. But we got to move our attention to it. I remember when I felt lost, and I didn't know where to go. I wanted a connection, and I kept on searching, asking so many people how I could get out of this disharmony, this way of feeling so completely alone or lost, of how I could actually move out of this. So I kept on searching and asking so many people of how I could change this. How could I find that inner peace, that inner contentment, that connection with the world around me? Maybe being connected to something greater than me. But no matter what advice they gave me, it just didn't resonate. It was wonderful advice. Great ideas, great thoughts, great experiences. But it did not give me what I needed to get that connection. So I began to search and search again. And I went on this journey of searching, reading so many books, buying so many audio programs to change my mind from the self-development to more of the spiritual side, researching and trying to learn everything I could in order to get that connection with inside of me, with the outside world. I began to go online, searching and searching and searching, trying to find this answer of being able to make a change in myself. And there was great advice, wonderful stories and metaphors of self-change or self-realization. But it didn't get me what I needed. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but the amount of emails that I've got has given me an idea that there's many of you out of there who have been in that type of situation. Whether it be feeling lost within your health, lost in your career, your relationships or the lack of relationships, or when it comes down to the physical things like the money. Maybe it's something even more different than that, more specific about a certain issue that you go through. Something which is not quite right now. Because we've all been in a situation like that. Maybe some are right now listening to this. And as I went on this journey of searching and searching, there was just no answer. And I felt that bit of despair again. Feeling lost, fearful even, not knowing where to go. And it came to the point, and this was quite a long time ago, it was my 21st birthday, and I'd been out on an evening out, and I was outside my house at the time. Now my birthday's in May, so in the UK it can be quite pleasant weather, and on this evening, it was a warm evening. So as I stood outside my house, I began to be aware of my environment, of where I was, how dark it was outside, the sounds, and something strange began to happen. I began to wonder about my journey of searching for this information, this connection. And as I began to search for this connection, or going over my experience of a journey of trying to find it, something very different happened, an experience which I never experienced before. Because as I began to wonder about what I had learned, what I had researched, why I wanted that connection, it was as if my environment where I was outside became so quiet. It was like there was no cars going by. The breeze and the wind outside just stopped. And I don't know if you can imagine that, but as everything began to stop on the outside, suddenly, I put my attention to the inside of me. It was as if the outside world stopped for a moment, so I could put the attention to the inside world of me. And as I began to do that, I became aware of the answer, a knowing. Something inside of me just clicked into place. And that answer for me was very, very special. And it was a very simple answer, but the effects of that answer allowed me to make many changes to find that connection. Because as everything went silent and I became silent, I became fully present in that moment. I realized that there was nothing to find. There's no need to search for anything externally, because it was all within me. Because when I put my attention on the inside, the feeling and the connection was there. I was just looking in the wrong places. The connection of love was there when I just stopped and became present in that moment. As if time just stopped. I became aware of the feelings inside of me. I became aware of the thoughts I was thinking. I became aware of the associations I have in the world. It was like I was coming from a different place. A place which was one step back. As if the world around me was going still, but I was just in that moment. And I became aware that the connection was already there, that I had everything I needed. But all I have to do is become aware of what was happening in this moment right now. So put your attention to this moment right here. Become aware of that peace within you, the contentment within you. Allow yourself to relax in this moment, to be aware of who you are, how wonderful you are. But your full presence in this world gives you that connection. But you have everything that you need in every way. So I ask you to give yourself time to stop, to be in this moment. To be aware of those inner qualities of you. To be aware and put your attention to that self-belief of you. The courageous you. The you which has control and at the same time freedom in your life. That you are the creator. That in this moment, and each subsequent moment, you can come back to this peace, to get in touch with yourself, consciously and unconsciously, to develop a communication with your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your values, your associations. even your past. When you become present in this moment, there is no past. There is no future. There just is in this moment. And when you put your attention to this moment, you begin to find those resources. You begin to dig deep into that inner strength and power of you. You become aligned with where you're heading and where you've been. Sometimes it takes a moment of realization that you are worthy, that you are special, that you are good enough, that you are able, capable. So realize this now and begin to give yourself that opportunity and, more importantly, that permission to take responsibility for this moment. That from this moment on, you begin to create the thoughts you wish to have. You develop the associations you want to have in your life. You begin to create the feelings you want in your life. So rather being judged by the external world or reacting to the external world, allowing the external world to have an effect on those thoughts, those feelings, you begin to channel your thoughts and your feelings to the world around you. That you take ownership for this moment, for each moment in your life. You begin to realize that you have everything you need. That when you put your attention on the inner world of you, you transform the outer world of you. So have a wonderful day, and I look forward to speaking to you very, very soon. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Dr. David Hamilton, best-selling author, says, Joseph Clough is one of those wise people who seems to know exactly what makes people tick and also how to help people to be the most they could be. I'm sure by reading this book, you'll take giant steps towards being your potential. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future and is available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle.